In a landmark ruling that completely vindicates the DA's long-standing opposition to the abuse of taxpayer money to fund outrageous public sector salary increases, the Constitutional Court today ruled that Cyril Ramaphosa's cabinet broke the law when it granted an unfunded 30.2 billion rand wage increase for public service employees in 2018. The increase came in violation of both the 2016 Public Service Regulations as well as Sections 213 and 215 of the Constitution, because the state did not obtain approval from National Treasury for this additional 30.2 billion rand. Nevertheless, for a full 2 years during 2018 and 2019, the state dutifully paid these illegal salary increases out of the pockets of South Africa's long-suffering taxpayers. It was only in 2020, with the Treasury sounding the alarm that the country was teetering on the edge of the fiscal cliff, that the government finally reviewed this illegal deal. In the wake of this ruling, which confirms that the granting of the 30.2 billion rand increase was illegal, the DA calls on President Ramaphosa to immediately fire the Minister of Public Service and Administration, Ayanda Dlodlo, who oversaw the illegal deal signed in 2018 and who currently serves in the same position. Dlodlo was previously also the Minister of State Security, who failed to prevent the violent looting last year that claimed hundreds of lives and cost the country billions. If Ramaphosa fails to fire Dlodlo, he will only be confirming the urgent need for a majority of members of parliament to support the DA's upcoming motion of no confidence in this cabinet. The DA will also write to the National Treasury and the South African Revenue Service to pressure these institutions to recover the billions illegally paid under this illegal deal during 2018 and 2019. Those billions could be much better spent on stimulating the private economy and on providing social support to the 30 million citizens in poverty. If Treasury and SARS are really serious about restoring South Africa's public finances, they will pursue the beneficiaries of this illegal deal with the same vigor that they go after taxpayers in the private sector. Finally, the DA has also already submitted a request in terms of the Promotion of Access to Information Act to establish whether the state again violated the 2016 Public Service Regulations when it recently granted a further unaffordable 450 million rand increase to millionaire managers in the state. The DA will continue to lead this fight against the ANC state and its unionist allies for a new fiscal paradigm that reduces the public sector wage bill, slashes the amount spent on millionaire managers, and instead empowers frontline public servants and the private economy to fix South Africa.